With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. COVID-19 testing sites are beginning to pop up in the state's tourism hotspots. Aaron Bolton reports they're part of the state's efforts to detect outbreaks as more out-of-state visitors come into Montana.
So this is the part that's going to go in your nose. You want to get it in about a half an inch. It's not the
Flathead Community Health Center nurse Kristen Melly is walking me through the testing protocol at a newly opened community snapshot testing site just outside of Glacier National Park. I take a swab and rub it in each nostril before it's put into a tube.
So then the results will come in about 5 to 7 days, where you'll give you a phone call.
Hillary Nalloway with the health center is organizing the effort locally.
We're kind of trying to get a snapshot of our community, especially those communities that are high tourist areas, so Glacier National Park, Whitefish.
Nalloway says the state, largely with federal relief money, is paying for all the testing materials and personal protective equipment for her staff. The program aims to detect outbreaks early, primarily by offering free testing to local workers who interact with tourists. But Nalloway says anyone with no symptoms or contact with a known COVID-19 case can get tested at sites in West Glacier and Whitefish if they choose to. She says people with symptoms should call their primary care provider. Local businesses like Glacier Guides and Montana Raft are jumping on the opportunity to test their workers for free. Spokesperson Courtney Stone says its guides and other employees will be tested weekly.
Our employees are definitely concerned. They're going to be out there, you know, on the river once or twice a day with usually 8 guests per boat. And of course, we're working on.
She says the testing will help make sure employees aren't asymptomatic and spreading the virus to customers and their coworkers. Several testing sites to capture snapshots of tourism areas have popped up in Billings, Great Falls, and Butte Silver Bow County, among others. The Montana Department of Emergency Services says new sites are starting up frequently. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.